Mark's Casino, New Jersey, chime time. It's gotta be 10:09. I'm Judy Franco. There is Kyle Forcini. It's the Dennis and Judy Show. Dennis has the day off. I guess we could call this Fridays with Franco. I really don't know. Nobody ever told me what to do. Because Dennis is going to be... We'll just say Dennis has the day off every Friday.
That's fine. Still Dennis and Judy Show.
Am I still looking at you like very close up?
Yeah, you are like right up in my face on that FaceTime.
Still?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just if you had a pimple, I would certainly see it now.
Really?
Yeah, it's very
strange. It doesn't show that to me. It shows me with like this much room above my head and this much room below my head.
Yeah, you have that room. You're 100% correct. You may just be sitting very close to your screen today.
I'm not.
I don't know. It's weird. I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it to you so you can see what I'm seeing from my
I
end.
Might be very scared if I see myself so close. You call me because I can't do this.
Well, let's do it in the break. Let's get down to business. But I'm going to send you this picture. Right.
So down to business is this. This is the long standing, besides pork roll and Taylor ham, one of the longest standing debates in New Jersey is, should we be able to pump our own gas and why not? And why or why not? And it's always been my opinion that you could just make it. Hold on. I have to see what you're doing here. Oh, wow. That's pretty close.
It's very close, isn't it? It's different. It's a little strange.
That's disgusting.
It's kind of like that one day where you had it where it was following everywhere you went. It was like if your eyes moved, the camera moved with you.
Yeah, this is...
This is a little strange.
I'm so sorry. That's hideous. I'm sorry you have to look at my face like that.
It's
I'll try to change it.
That's all right.
Okay, so basically, we're asking, is it a good idea? Is it time to... let New Jerseyans, like grown-ups in every other state in the union, pump their own gas? Nobody has ever been able, Kyle, to explain to me with any amount of believability what the real reason is that we don't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody knows, I would love to hear it. But I've never heard anything, I don't think, that accurately explains how it became this way. And why they don't allow it. And what would be the negative part of having a choice between self-serve and pumping your own? Like, does anybody know? Let me give the phone number here. 1-800-283-101.5. I need somebody to explain to me. And by the way, our app chat, of course, always open for your comments too. Although we prefer that you call us because this is a call-in show. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Tell me, would you like the option of pumping your own gas? Or can you tell me why New Jersey would be the only state in the country that doesn't allow it? Now, I know that people have said things. Dennis, quit already. Tell the truth, Judy. He probably did. I want to know if people think that there is a good reason to be not pumping gas. Now, we've always said the traditional idea is it's women that vote against it. It's because women don't want to get out of the car when they're dressed up with pretty shoes on and pump their own gas. And while I admit that on a freezing cold day or on a rainy day, it might be nice and convenient to have somebody come do it for me, I would definitely vote for every single gas station being pump your own, and certainly do not understand why at least they don't make it a choice. Have one island be, we'll come pump it for you if you want, and everything else self-serve. I don't understand it. Somebody's going to tell me it's because they make more money doing it. No. And nobody's ever, it has to be about money, obviously, because everything is, especially in New Jersey. But I really don't understand what would stop a legislator, because every time a bill like this comes up, it immediately gets killed. What would stop a legislator from voting to make all pumps self-serve? I don't understand.
So a couple things here. So you're right. So this is a Fairleigh Dickinson poll that says women, younger voters, and Democrats, they're the most likely to support keeping the state's ban on pumping your own gas. But I have a question for you because you're bringing up the self-service, but also having the opportunity to have somebody pump your own gas for you, correct? That yeah. You don't have to have it go from one extreme to the other. Like, you don't have to always pump your own. You want to have the option. Are there any other states that have that? Because I feel like all the other states are, yo, pump your own. We're not going to have anybody do it for you. You're on your own here. And we're the complete opposite of...
Even in New York, I'm actually trying to get Senator Bramnick to call in. And he's like, what's the number?
He's calling in.
Senator, so you can pick him up.
I'll just get him on the line. Sure.
Yeah. Hello, Senator Bramnick. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I put bills in and they want to kill me.
I guess you would be the one person who'd be able to tell me why.
Of course, 100%.
What is it?
It's pretty simple. It's that the gas station operators don't have a strong enough lobby in order to override the sentiment of people who just don't like it. And when I put the bill in, I realized that people don't want it. And if you remember, Steve Sweeney tried to do it. He said, yes. I'll never try that again. So this is public sentiment. It is not, it's actually the opposite of money because the people who sell the gas are dying for this. And the public just goes crazy when anyone brings it up.
I don't understand. Who's the public, though? I've never spoken to anybody. Every time I talk about this on the air, because I think it's important, and the lines fill up with people going, please help us. This is ridiculous. So who is the public? 80-year-old women?
Well, I can tell you that survey or that polling by FDU is 100% correct, because when I put it up, everybody texted me. There were very few people who supported it. Now, I put in an option, meaning that you would continue to get the full service. And guess what? You know what they said? Oh, that's just the beginning of the end of, you know, of an attendant filling up the tank. The public, hey, there's not a politician in Trenton. When I put it in, they said, oh, that is the third rail. Don't do it.
And
I
was running for governor at the time.
I was running for governor. My political advisors went like this. You did that? Are you out of your mind? Don't do it. Wife goes like this. My wife goes, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why do I, in the middle of the winter, you want me to get out? And not only that, part of my comedy routine is I get out and try to pump my own gas in Florida, and I can't figure out how to do it.
I know. By the way, it just happened to me in Staten Island. I was like a lunatic. Like, somebody help me. I'm a girl. I don't know how to do this. But I still find it very hard to believe that there is
They ask you for your zip code. I don't know which credit card. Zip code? What?
I didn't understand that either.
Zip code? Forget
but,
that.
Senator, what is, there has to be some financial motivation.
They also say that price is not going to go down. The retailers say, if you pump your own gas, it will be cheaper, right? They say, that's nonsense. I don't believe it. So I'm telling you, it is public sentiment.
I can't believe it. Most gas stations are not owned by Americans that they cannot strengthen their lobby?
Hey, I used to say in Trenton, you know how you decide public policy? Who are your friends, right?
Right.
So meaning that there's not enough money, as I said, to upset the public sentiment. You'll hear when people call in, they go like, John Bramnick, he's the worst human being on earth. No, not because of anything else I did, but he put in the bill. I got to pump my own gas. I had to get out of my car. I'm not
John,
doing it.
I hope you're going to listen to the next phone call. Kyle, you got to put on line 4 because I have a woman on the phone who is 27 or thereabouts, and she's going to tell us why it's actually good that we don't pump our own gas. So you go. I'm going to let you go. But let it be said, thank you so much for calling. Let it be said that Senator Bramnick wanted to do the right thing and everybody pounced on him. Sam in Princeton, I hope you hang on. because it's going to be a good one. 1018, here's New Jersey Fast Track.
Listen, Judy, on New Jersey 101.5.
Whatever you want to call it, I call it Fridays with Franco, because Dennis is off today. Fridays with Franco and Forcini, I guess. That's a stupid name. But you know what else is stupid? Not being able to pump your own gas. Do I really want to stand in the rain and pump my own gas? That's what somebody asks. Well, first of all, most gas stations are covered.
Yeah, they got that covering.
Yeah. And while I'm not always dying to get out of my car, I would rather get out of my car than not have the choice to get out of my car. Because 9 times out of 10, I do want to just get out and do it myself. So the best choice would be to have the choice. And then secondarily, we should just make it that everybody pumps their own. So Senator Bramnick, John Bramnick, was just on here saying, it's the third rail, as if we're asking people to poison themselves. And it just doesn't make sense to me. I have been so suspicious of this from the day I started working here. And we started asking, what is the reason? And he is saying to me, and he's very honest, he'll tell me exactly what it is. Judy, it's public sentiment. And here is the reason I have to maybe believe him. But don't you, and it's going to be Sam in Princeton, but I really got to talk to you guys about whether or not you think it's time for us, like big boys and girls, to get out of the car and pump our own gas. 1-800-283-101.5. Hi, Sam in Princeton. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello. I'm so excited that you're on the air with me, because you're giving me one of the reasons that nobody thought about as to why it's good that we can't pump our own gas.
Yeah, so I'm 27, which I think brings like a little different perspective here demographics-wise. Yes. Me and all of my friends agree that one of the best things New Jersey has going for it, because in recent years, it's not much, okay? It's not much.
Right.
But one of the best things we have going for ourselves is that we're the only state left where they'll pump your gas for you. And honestly, I think it's part of the Jersey experience. Whenever I have friends visit and we go to Wawa, the gas attendant is smiling and friendly, and like sometimes you get a dud, but more often than not, it's someone happy to pump your gas. You go in, you get your stuff at Wawa, you come back to your car, everything's taken care of, and it's just like part of the Jersey vibe, okay? It's like very much so unique to us. I don't think another state, if any other state were to implement it, I don't think that they would be able to replicate it like us. You know, they're not Jersey. So I think it's very much something that is just a Jersey thing, and I don't see it going away. Like, among my friends, one of the best things that we have here is the fact that they pump your gas for you. And another thing is, there are so many, this is like terrible to admit, there are so many of us that don't even know how to pump the gas. I know you should be able to. I know I've crossed the bridge and gotten stuck and had to pump my gas and needed help from the attendants there. Like, I have had it all.
But Sam, I have also been.
No.
Okay. And you know what? This is an interesting perspective, because it is part of the Jersey experience, 100%, but also part of the Jersey. And by the way, Oregon also was this way up until like this very recently last year.
Yeah, how'd they get that passed?
I just think most states are not as insane as we are. That's the only thing I can say is like Jersey people are nuts. And to prove that, we got somebody like Sam who's saying it's a good thing because it's part of the Jersey vibe. And I don't disagree with her that it's part of the Jersey vibe. I just don't consider it one of the good things. But Sam, also one of the things about the Jersey vibe is sitting there and waiting when you're in a rush for somebody to come over. And yeah, the other states don't have that. You know what I mean?
I know. And I have been, so whenever I travel to other states, I have been in circumstances where, you know, it is self-serve and you're still waiting, girl. You are still waiting, because if there's lines and lines of people and they're slow or they're a dud and they can't figure it out easy breezy, you are still waiting.
Well, okay, you know what? I didn't even think of that, too. I still think we should all be able to pump our own, or at least be given a choice. What do you think about the idea where gas stations have a choice?
I think that the illusion of choice is a great thing. But if you ever go to the grocery store and you do the self-checkout, it's a nightmare. There are tons and tons of sirens and beeps going off. And if you don't put the product on the sensor, then you are like, there's like sirens happening.
Okay. You and I are completely different. So you go through the aisle with the checker.
Well, no, I'm self-sufficient, so I can do the self-checkout because, you know, yeah. I'm good at it. But there are tons and tons of circumstances where I have been in a rush trying to do the self-checkout, and there's somebody checking out a cart full of 150 items, and I'm like, oh, yes. I'm like, this is just a disaster.
No,
and I think
no,
that's
no.
what
I
would
hear
happen
that.
At the pump.
All right, Sam, I love you for calling in. I respect your opinion. Although we disagree, I think we should all have a choice. And I will never go through at the grocery store, the aisle with the chick behind there.
Never.
Never. I am in too much of a rush. There's no way I'm going to let a lady check and back.
Yeah, nowadays they only have like one or two of those lines even open.
Yeah.
It's basically self-checkout or wait for 15 minutes behind everybody else who wants to go to the actual checker.
And that's what we should have at gas stations. Have one pump for people, old ladies who go, I don't want to get wet. And everybody else fill your own.
Well, 63% of voters in 2012 were opposed to this. And 64% of them this year are opposed to this. So in 10, 15 years, we have not changed at all.
It proves that something's wrong with New Jerseyans. They're not 100% mentally. They're not. And I say they, even though I'm one of them. New Jersey 101.5, isn't it time that we pump our own? 10:30 now.
For Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
All right, people. It's Fridays with Franco, a.k.a. the Dennis and Judy Show. I don't know what they're calling it this week. We're talking about pumping your own gas. And I'm really glad that we had Senator John Bramnick on this morning to explain that if you are a fan of pumping your own gas, you will never have it here in New Jersey. I had no idea. I really thought that there was some, I don't know, some boogeyman behind the curtain that was saying, don't do this because we stand to lose billions of dollars as a state. Because nothing in New Jersey ever happens just because of public sentiment. Well, this is the one thing. People don't want to pump their own gas. Are you kidding me? The only state in the country. Does anybody look around and say there's something wrong with us? If 49 other states have it and we don't, and there is no financial incentive, what's going on here? Get out of the car and pump your own gas, or at least allow the rest of us to have the choice. 1-800-283-101.5. Steve is in Williamstown, and he's sick of this conversation.
Very sick of it.
Same. I am too. But that doesn't mean I can stop talking about it.
I love this station and all, but every time this is on, I think I should call in. But, you know, I don't, but I'm calling in now.
Now, are you calling in to say you're tired of us talking about it, or you're tired of the fact that it's still going on?
No, I'm tired of the fact that it's still going on. You know, I had a gas station in PA. We had full serve and self-serve. It's pretty simple.
Right. Yeah,
you know, I'm sitting in a Wawa right now. They got four rows of pumps. Take two rows, maybe three rows, make them self-serve, and have one or two rows full-serve. If you want full-serve, you go to full-serve. If you want to pump it yourself, and you will save money. You know, that's I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. It is so frustrating to me. And I don't know if you heard Senator Bramnick calling before.
Yes, I did, and he's a moron.
Let me tell you something. Here's how he's not a moron. He's the person who tried. He tried to make it happen. And everybody said, don't do it. It is going to be suicide for you if you try to do it. And nobody is supporting it. He's the one that isn't a moron.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just. I don't understand it.
I don't either, Steve. Yeah, thank you so much.
If you don't know how to pump your own gas, you go to full serve.
Exactly. I don't understand. It's ridiculous. And so many of us are so frustrated from this. Like, I really thought he was calling to say stop talking about this, but we can't stop talking about this. Because I really do believe there's something. And maybe what Bramnick said is true, that they just don't have a strong enough lobby. They need somebody to stand up and say, this has got to end. And I guess Oregon did. And that's why they finally got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to end here. If 64% of voters still don't want this to happen, and that's up 1% from over a decade ago, I mean, it's not anytime soon that this is changing. So get used to it.
Yeah, but I think that it convincing me that New Jerseyans are just all stupid then, or at least 64% of them are, because you don't, I'm not saying you have to get out of the car in the snow. I'm saying there could be one lane.
Yeah.
Make it one lane where I could film my own. Or one lane that's self-service, whichever you like. I just want a choice.
Which somebody wrote in on the app chat, because I made the comment earlier of having never seen that, been to other states, had to pump my gas in other states. I've never actually seen an attendant. Heather, I think it was, on the app chat, wrote in and said New York at least does have that, where you can have
full service
or self-service.
Oh, I thought I said it too, because my daughter...
You may have, but I trust Heather more.
Okay, so my daughter would drive to sometimes a station that was like 10 miles away when she lived in Brooklyn. Because some of them did have an attendant. And that's like the best thing to have. Growing up, I grew up in California. I know there were both. You could have the guy come over, check your oil, fill your thing, powder your private parts. He would do it all.
Yeah, I don't think that's what people are so against. People just think that it's going to become doing
your
it
private
your own.
Parts, I know they don't want.
Right, but outside of that, right? I mean, having it, everyone thinks it's just going to go from full service to then you're doing
to
it
no
on your
service.
Own. I think if majority of people were aware of the fact that you could have both.
Well, Kyle, that's why I'm saying they're stupid.
But also, too, I mean,
they're just making this up.
How many people are there that when the gas attendant is taking too long, just do it themselves? You know, I've heard people tell stories all the time. Hey, I pulled up, there was nobody there for 30 seconds. I pumped my own. I was on my way.
Yeah.
You can kind of still do it here.
You can, but I don't, just for the 1% of guys that are going to come over
and get angry. Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? And I don't want a scary man screaming at me in a foreign language to stop.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a worker at the gas station, though, what is it, any skin off your back? If you're busy and somebody else is doing their own gas themselves, who cares? You're getting paid the same no matter what.
I think that they're worried about getting like a ticket. You know, they don't care if you do it, but they can get summonsed for it, I guess. Can we go to line one? Bosh Lee in Cliffwood.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Judy?
I'm doing okay. What is the genesis of that name? What is the nationality of that name?
It's a Hebrew name. It means quietness.
Oh, that's pretty. I never heard of it. So, first of all, do you live in Cliffwood?
I live in Cliffwood. I've been in Cliffwood, Rahway, and Sayreville. And let me tell you something. I am one of those people that get out the car and pump my own gas. I find this ridiculous that we can't do it. Like you said, I'm busy sometimes and these guys are running around or they're not there. And it's just an inconvenience for us to not to be able to have that option. It's ridiculous.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I wish that I had the nerve to do what you do, but I'm sure you've gotten yelled at.
Never. No. Well, I'm 6'1". Nobody's ever yelled at me. But there are some gas stations where you know the attendants, you know, they're going to come out right away.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing about it to me is every other state is doing it. They're not having any problems. And I'm not saying we got to be like everyone. But come on, this is 2023.
I know. It's ridiculous. And I was just going to say, maybe I got to bring you with me driving around, Boshley, so that I can do it. Nobody will F with me. Well, it's by the way, I asked if you live in Cliffwood, because Cliffwood, to me, is one of the most underrated towns in New York. I'm going to shut up so nobody moves there, because you got it is beautiful. It is so tiny.
I moved there in 2002, and it's so close to everything. Keyport, Union Beach, Kingsburg, if you want to go, or to the shore. It's just
it's the best kept secret in Jersey, so just keep it that way.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I love you. Thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Going to take a quick break now, 10:48. Stay with us. Tony and Linda want to talk to you guys. Here's New Jersey Fast.
It is the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. Right now, on the dot, it's 10:55. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
Wow, that was well done. Let's get to Linda in Sacasana. We're talking about pumping your own gas. Should we not? What do you think, Linda?
Give me the option. Look, I'm 100 pounds. I pump my gas all the time in Florida when I go down for the winter. Nothing bad's happened to me. I haven't chipped a nail. I haven't spilled gas on me. It's not rocket science. Oh, my God. What is wrong with these people? Give me the option.
I don't understand it either, Linda. We're not saying take away our rights. We're not saying we're all... You know what I mean? We're all going to be standing in a snowstorm and freezing and ruining our shoes. I don't get it. And you know what, Linda? Without revealing your age, I'm going to say you are of the age of women who usually go, I don't want to ruin my shoes.
I know.
So I'm really...
And,
yeah.
And that one woman that said this is Jersey, this is not what makes us Jersey. Just because we can't pump our own gas.
I know.
What makes this Jersey is the shore and all that good stuff.
I kind of felt bad, though, to argue with her because I understood what she was saying. It's a vibe. Now, it's not a vibe that I enjoy, but it definitely is a vibe. If you don't live here and you pull into a gas station and somebody makes their way over to your car, you're going, what the hell is going on? It's a vibe.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
And in some states, I know if people live in different states and then they come here and a guy comes over to their car, some guy with an accent who, you know, looks like he wants to kill himself, walks over to your car and you go, get away from me. And then you realize, oh, no, this guy is here to fill my car up. Like, people don't understand it even.
Well, it's not rocket science. So all these women and or men out there that are afraid to do it, look on YouTube, figure it out, go to Pennsylvania and fill your car up once and see that if we got it here, it would not be a big deal and your life will continue as it is. And welcome back, Dennis. Welcome back.
All right. Well, tell him you said so. He's off today. Linda, thank you for calling New Jersey 101.5. It's true. People act like their lives will be over as they know it.
Yeah.
It's the third rail. I couldn't believe when John Bramnick said, this is the third rail of politics. Are you kidding me?
I think it's a lot of us worry about when it's wintertime and there's snow, or it's like it was this past winter and it's, you know, 0 degrees for a 2-week period. It's the natural human condition of thinking, I don't want to have to deal with that. I'd rather someone else suffer.
Of course.
And so that's why we're okay with it. But like in terms of Linda, she's in Florida for the winter. You got it. Much nicer weather in Florida in December and January than we do up here.
But still, if they gave you the choice and you were in a rush, you would get out in a blizzard.
Yeah, and George on the app chat wrote in, just wanted to answer his question because he asked whether or not self-service would be cheaper if he had the option for both. My gut would say yes. It would probably be 4 to 5 cents cheaper per gallon if he did it that way. But also, the benefit is just being able to do it quicker.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people would do it for that, even if it wasn't cheaper.
Usually our speed takes precedence over everything.
Yeah.
If you're in a rush, you don't care. I'll be in a blizzard. I'll pay double. Whatever it takes, just get me the F out of here. Can we take this, Kyle?
Yeah.
Tony's in Brick. He said it won't be cheaper if we go self-serve. What does that mean?
It won't be cheaper because think about 20 years ago, we were the cheapest gas in the country. And we still had full service where everybody else had pump your own. It's the gas tax that the politicians keep raising that forces the price up. The reason why you have less attendance, a gas station could afford to have 3 or 4 people at $5, $6 an hour because it was a job made to just earn a couple dollars for spending money. But no, now we got to pay $15, $16 an hour for someone to pump gas. All it is a matter of I would rather pump my own and have the option because most stations now have that roof above it. So you're not going to get wet. You're not going to get this.
Of course.
But it makes it I can get in, I can get out. But the most moronic thing, politicians are bottom feeders. They will do whatever the voters say they do, no matter what, even if it's the wrong thing, as long as they win their election. But we live in a state where they give you the choice of an abortion, but they don't give you a choice to pump your own gas.
A lot of people use that. A lot of people use that comparison. Tony, thank you for calling New Jersey 101.5. My car, my right. My gas tank, my right. All right, we got more coming up on the, whatever this show is called, Fridays with Franco and Forcini. the two F's?
It's the Dennis and Judy Show.
Okay. We'll be back right after. Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app, New Jersey Chime Time, 11:10. Judy Franco here, along with the adorable Kyle Forsini, in for Dennis today. This is Dennis and Judy 3.0. Glad to have you here. Kyle brought something up that I thought was really cute, because Kyle's like, doesn't seem like a handy person at all.
Thanks.
I think it's just like the pale, like PC, like bloatedness.
Yeah, thanks.
You know,
thanks. Sam, if you're listening.
If you think of like a handyman, you think of somebody like muscular, like Sam, like very buff, like Sam.
Right. I actually think I'm quite muscular.
No, you're not defined like him. Come on.
No, I mean, he's taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be. You know that this is a soft spot.
Your whole body is, yeah.
That was good. That was well played. Well played by you. I wasn't ready for that.
No, but what do you mean? Like, it's a trigger for you?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, I just like making this a running bit.
I know, it's so hysterical. I don't know what was worse, him making fun of you for being pasty and bloated, or him making fun of Lou for being short.
Well.
And I'm like, I'm just waiting for him to make fun of me, and I don't want to hear what it's going
to be. Well, so that leads to the question of what's worse, being made fun of to your face or behind your back?
Definitely behind your back.
Because what you don't know can't hurt you, right?
And to your face, if somebody can make fun of you to your face, it means they love you.
Exactly. Which is what he said 2 hours later after he had me stew and debate my life choices.
Right. And also, you can fix the problems that he pinned on you.
That's a very good point.
Lou Russo can't.
Well, okay. Platform shoes?
Maybe. But the point is, we tease because we love.
Yes.
And then you won the freaking raffle.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to go bring this in as a peace offering to
Kyle. Oh my God.
Like, he's so cute.
Yeah. Anyway. I think he thought that I was serious, Sam. I knew there was no seriousness, just a fun joke and bit.
But that means you can make fun of him back. Like, yes. You know, you've arrived when the boss makes fun of him.
Right. That's true. However, you also can't make fun of the boss. You may get fired.
He's going to fire you because you say like, whatever. I'm trying to think of something we can make fun of him.
The problem is there's really no insult that you can give to Sam. Great guy. Fit. What are you going to say?
I know. You can't even like make fun of him for being like, oh, you look like a tech bro or something. Because he just like looks good, smells good. Like, what do you do?
It's actually annoying. He's got an impenetrable defense.
Oh, no. We make fun of him for something perfect. He cannot stop talking.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
A meeting with Sam is like cancel a week's worth of appointments.
Yes.
Okay. But then when you get in there, like you also can't stop. Like that's the thing, is he's interesting.
Yeah, he's engaging.
Yeah. All right, screw it. We can't find a way to insult him.
No, enough of this.
So Kyle is really a handy guy and probably didn't even realize it until he moved into his own apartment and realized, wow, like I can fix this stuff, you know? And so we thought it would be fun to ask, what have you fixed or made handyman DIY in your own house? Call here and brag about it, even if it's the dumbest thing. Because like the first time I ever fixed a hole in the drywall myself, I was so proud of myself. I showed everybody. I'm like, oh my God, look. And I knew how to patch it and I knew how to spackle it and I knew how to sand it and paint it or whatever. And I'm pretty handy for a girl, but like, and I also fixed my garbage disposal, which I'm pretty proud of. But like on YouTube, you can learn how to fix anything. So what have you fixed or DIY'd or built that you're really proud of? 1-800-283-101.5. Tell me, and then I'm going to tell you what, because our app chat is like popping.
Well, so there's been plenty of stuff. Like you mentioned, moved into the apartment over a year ago now, which is actually crazy to think about, and have had numerous things I've had to fix. Yeah, it's been over a year. It's actually just kind of hit me like a truck right there. I didn't realize it's been a year. So I've had to fix the toilet since I've been there. And now the benefit of living in an apartment is when something goes wrong, dial up, you know, the landlord or whoever, and they come in and will fix basically anything. Maintenance comes very fast. But I have built, and Allie and I together, really everything that's in the apartment. There's the kitchen table. There's the drawers. There's the bed. There's the bed nightside tables. There's the stools at the
counter. Did you do the IKEA thing?
Yeah, did IKEA, because it was cheaper that way. Got stuff off Wayfair, cheaper that way. Annoying to have to build it. But my biggest problem
is what?
And you are saying you're proud of your DIY projects. My problem is, and those who know me know that this is true, I will always find some sort of roundabout way to get to the answer. It's never going to be point A to point B. It makes sense. It looks great. It's always, I screwed something up somewhere in this process, but the end result is fine. Like my kitchen table and the chairs that you sit on, they might wobble a little bit.
Okay, wait.
But they haven't broken in a year.
Are you saying that you skip steps, or are you saying you just, even though you follow the directions, it just messes up?
Yeah, well, so that's user error, right? Because I follow the directions. I don't skip steps, Judy. I'm not that advanced. I can't skip a step and know where to go from there.
No, because my husband has ADD, so he skips. And I'm like, well, why doesn't this go? He goes, why doesn't this go in? I'm like, because you're at number 7 and we just started.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yes, I go step by step, make sure that I try to follow everything to a T. But you mentioned, too, like the invention of YouTube, Gen Z, it's clutch. Anything that I need to look up on how to build something, I can just watch a video and repeat it.
Why is it clutch for you and not for me?
It is clutch for you, but the majority of your life, that wasn't an option.
Now that true.
I grew up with YouTube. Yeah. That's how my generation, you know, has learned a lot of stuff.
It's so amazing, too. 1-800-283-101.5 is our number. The question is, what have you fixed or made in your house that made you feel like a DIY wunderkind? You can brag about it here. I can do a lot of things, but won't. In other words, okay, here's my thing. I will do anything that takes 3 or 4 steps. It's not like I can't do a thing that has instructions and there's 24 steps. I just don't have the patience. I give it to Mark. Mark likes jigsaw puzzles. Mark likes models. He does models that are like 5,000 pieces, life-size, like cars and stuff. It keeps him busy. It keeps him occupied. He loves that. If you are like me, I do not do anything that takes longer than 1 hour. If I'm having company for 50 people, my sisters are always like, well, when are you going to start cooking? I'm like, I don't do anything that takes longer than an hour. So fixing my garbage disposal, you look it up on YouTube. Turns out every garbage disposal comes with a little Allen wrench. I had no idea what it was for, what it was in the box. So Mark goes, where's the little wrench that comes with this? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. We go in, we check, we have like a file where we keep all of the directions to all the appliances. Do you?
Yeah.
Everybody has that.
Just gets thrown up into a cabinet above my fridge.
Exactly. But in the one that came with our garbage disposal, because we did a new kitchen, has this little plastic bag. Sure enough, he's right. There's a little Allen wrench. I go on my back. He can't do this because he's old. I go on my back, under the thing, slide my head under the garbage disposal. There's a little hole there. You just stick this wrench in, click, click, boom. You got out whatever was stuck in there. I thought I could have built a bridge. That's how proud I was of myself. And it's all because I looked on YouTube. I was also able to replace the little soap container in the dishwasher. You know, it has that little springy door.
Yeah.
So the springy door came off. I fixed it. I went on. They showed you where the spring needed to go. You got to buy a new spring. Here you get the new spring. Yeah. Here's the spring. I was so proud of myself. So what have you fixed or built? And if you used YouTube to learn how to do it, we want to hear from you. App chat is, whoa, a lot of people fixing stuff. But we'd like to hear from you by phone. It's your time to shine. Join in the conversation. 1-800-283-101.5 is our number. It's 1119. Here's New Jersey Fast.
His favorite conversation. Dennis and Judy. New Jersey 101.5.
I must tell you, Dennis has the day off. So I'm Judy Franco. That is Kyle Forsini. We're so proud that we were able to build things and fix things for ourselves. As Kyle mentioned before, he lives in an apartment where it's kind of easy to call maintenance, you know. And I'm a landlord, so occasionally my tenant will call up and say, this is not working or that is not working, whatever. And it's like either our responsibility to go in and fix it, which most of the time we cannot, or we have to call somebody and pay for it. And so it really is better, obviously, for everybody to learn how to do these things themselves, and especially with YouTube. So if I get a call from the person who lives in my house occasionally, and she'll be like, the air conditioner's not working, the best thing to do is to ChatGPT it right away. AC not working, most common cause. So, you know, there's a few things that are like difficult and technical, but like the first thing is like, did she shut it and turn it on again? Because today air conditioners are smart ACs. They're little computers the same way your oven is. You know what I mean? So you can unplug it and plug it back in. Anyway, we told her to do that. It started working again. So every once in a while, it's like a really easy fix. To our app chat now. And if you guys want to join in, we'd love for you to join the conversation. What can you do? Have you ever been your own home handyman, installing your own stuff or fixing your own stuff? And I'm going to say, they really do say, stay away from electric, gas,
yeah,
and water. I guess water is pretty easy because you know how to shut off the main valve and stuff. But when you're dealing with plumbing, you don't know which pipe is which.
I'm not a plumber.
Right. And I think that one of the problems I had in a house that I used to live in my old house, is that we had people who didn't really, were like all around handymen, you know, fixing things that were involving plumbing who should not have been touching plumbing. And I think that's why we had leaks in places where, because I think that people just messed with the wrong pipes. That's why for those things, you got to bring in a pro. 1-800-283-101.5. John is in Mount Laurel. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I'm an appliance repair technician, so I fix a lot of stuff at my house, or I have an elderly neighbor, so if anything breaks at her house, I fix it for her. I'm glad I know this skill, because it just, you know, I don't, the way things are, I'm probably not going to own a home anytime soon, but I'll tell you what, when I do, I sure will be ready.
I'm asking you, I really need to know this, because I think this is one of the most valuable trades out there right now. Like, if I had a kid who would be willing to do this, I would tell them, appliance repair. Blah, 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 blah. I have a question. How did you learn?
I was working at a ShopRite, and I was working with the owner of the company I worked for's mom, and she's like, hey, you're a good worker who picks up fast. My son's got this company. He's looking for new guys, and I did all on-the-job training, and I'm so far into my sixth year doing this.
Maybe now you don't feel like you're making the potential that you can make, but how much can a guy doing that? Man, I'm guessing you can make $200,000-$300,000 a year, no?
Yeah, so a lot of it depends on the company. I work for a smaller company, but we're basically like family, and I could say it like this. Since I've started, I've more than doubled my salary.
That's so good, John. Are you married?
Yeah, well, I've been with my girlfriend a while, but we're basically married at this point. We're just waiting to get a house first till we do that.
I think that it's going to happen sooner than you think, John. Just keep socking money
away. I think
away.
So, too. I definitely want to.
It's also a job that AI can't do for you.
That's so true.
So you'll always have that ability to help people and do that. You don't have to worry about
it. I utilize AI for not all my job, but a decent part of it, because sometimes you'll have a question that you just, you know,
yeah,
you may be out of your field of knowledge, and I'll just check with AI, like, hey, does this part commonly go? And AI will tell you, oh yeah, this part goes all the time, and it's known to be needed to be replaced. So it helps me a lot.
That is great. Good for you, John. That's so impressive. Thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. That's what we need more of, guys. You're looking for a job? Get into the trades. You're going to rake it in. I have to have artists. I had to give birth to artists, Kyle.
Hey, my parents gave birth to a radio person. So
that's so true.
What they were thinking, I don't know.
All right, 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. What have you fixed on your own in your house? Or were you your own handyman? Fix something, built something. We want to hear from you. Your phone call's coming up next. Brag about it. And join the conversation here on the Judy and... What's the name of the show again?
The Dennis and Judy
Dennis
Show.
Dennis and Judy Show. Your call's next.
Mission continues. Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Yo, kids. Yes, I'm the Judy part. Across from me is Kyle, who's in for Dennis today. Dennis is enjoying a well-deserved week off after a difficult week of broadcasting.
4 days in and he's gone.
The guy is very, very tired. No. So we're talking about DIY handyman. What have you fixed yourself? you want to really, really be proud of yourself and announce it here on the radio, we'd love to hear from you. A lot of people on our app chat have done everything from replacing dishwashers to building shelves, ceiling fans. But I love to talk to a lady who knows how to do stuff like this. Judy in Princeton, woman after my own heart. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm great, except for the air quality, which is keeping us all inside, it seems.
Yeah. You know what? I thought it was like really dumb. But then to be honest with you, I went out yesterday and like sat on my porch for a while and I was like, something about this doesn't feel good. Did you feel it, Kyle?
I thought the same thing. So I was working with Jeff and Kylie yesterday and we were getting calls from people saying like their eyes were hurting and it was hard to breathe sometimes. And I'm thinking in my head, I've been inside all day. Oh, yeah, right. And then my idiot self went to the Phillies game last night and son of a gun, my eyes were burning. I don't know what
Isn't
I was thinking.
Funny?
Stupid on my part.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, Judy, what do you got?
Well, I grew up with a dad who used to fix everything. And then when he passed at 95 years old, I became the main maintenance woman for my mom's, who is also 95, for her home. And I've done several projects. So I've replaced the elbow joint under the sink. I've replaced the water softener. I replaced several parts in the toilet tank. I unjammed the garbage disposal. Anything that breaks, I just YouTube it and get out the tools.
Good girl. That's what you really got to do. I feel like, you know, we especially now with the economy and everything, we just always rely on a phone call to somebody and it's like $700 to fix something. You know how many times I have saved $700 just because, you know, guys coming out there, it's the service call, it's the labor, it's the parts, it's the time. And before you know it, it's $700. Do it yourself. Judy, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's amazing how you can YouTube like everything that goes wrong.
What is what are you most proud of?
The replacing the elbow joint under the sink, because it was a copper part and it totally disintegrated and was leaking. Ooh. And I just like took the whole thing off.
That's amazing.
And then I brought the whole thing to Home Depot and just was like, okay, this is what I need.
Amazing. Good girl.
Yeah, I got the part and there. And luckily, my dad has a whole workshop still in the house and I have like all the tools.
Good girl. Next time, go to Builders General. Judy, thanks for calling New Jersey 101.5. You know why I'm saying that?
They replace elbow joints?
No, because Builders General, they have people there who really know the thing. Whereas sometimes you go to those big box stores and there's a lady there who retired and needs some part-time money and didn't want to drive a school bus. So she went to work there. And then you're like, hey, how do I replace this elbow joint? And she's like, I didn't get. That's what I'm saying. Builders General is a better option.
I don't want to glorify living in an apartment because I know owning a home is your best investment for the long run. But it is a beautiful thing to have something break. Like my washer was broken and I called up maintenance and a day later, instead of just fixing the washer, I had a new one. So you can save $700 in that sense too, where I don't have to do anything.
Not only that, but I mean, think about this. You're not paying property tax.
I know.
That's amazing. Although your rent now is probably paying for like the landlord's property tax.
Yeah, rent went up. But I'll tell you what, my rent went up, but it was not an egregious amount. And I'm actually pretty lucky for how much it went up. I've heard of people who have had their rents jump up $200 and $300 from their last lease. My rent went up like $45.
That's funny because our tenant, we raised her, was in the contract, a certain amount, you know?
Yeah.
So we raised her $66 on like a $2,200 a month rent. And I was like, you know what? That's not bad.
No, not at all. I know people who have had their rents skyrocket from year to year and you're not ready for it. And sometimes you have to move. So I was almost prepped and ready for that.
Oh my God.
I saw what it increased by, I said, yeah, I think we should probably stay here another year.
Shut up, because now like the bosses are here and be like, okay, write it down. Kyle gets no raises ever. He doesn't need it. Brian in PA is a guy who probably has fixed everything in his house. Right, Bri?
That's correct. The word, tell us. The word in our family is Papa can fix anything.
Oh, aww. Papa. Aw. Why is that? Anyway, I mean, did you do it for a living or anything?
No, I just always liked building and fixing things. And I guess I have a mechanical mind.
Okay, so tell us.
So, in our laundry room, which is like a work of art for my wife, we have front load washer and dryer. And when we build it to fit those appliances. So although she would like top load after learning about front load appliances, I'd have to move every cabinet in that room to facilitate those. So anyway, our washer started making a loud whirring noise. Now this okay. is a 20-year-old washer. So we went and looked. We couldn't find anything that fit the space. So I went on YouTube. I took the case apart around all the working parts. And as it turned out, there's a big plastic drum where you put your clothes in. And that's on a spindle, and it has two bearings. So that after I took that off, I pulled it off the spine, checked the bearings. It was a bad bearing. So I looked up, and I wanted to buy a new drum because that's all they sold. And when I went to purchase one, it was no longer serviced. So I made a device that pushed the washers out of the drum, and lo and behold, on the bearings were part numbers from a well-known bearing manufacturer.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. So bottom line us for it here, Brian. How is it that you were able to finally just get it done? Because we can't go through every step. We'll kill ourselves.
I went online and put in the SKF bearing numbers, ordered them on Amazon. They came a day later, and I pressed the bearings back in that large plastic drum, put it back together, and it was fixed.
Brian, Pop can fix anything.
You know, when he said that at the very beginning of the call, so I'm obviously not a dad, but I have you. If you're a father or grandfather in Brian's case,
yeah,
you have to take so much pride in being the person that everybody thinks, oh, well, he'll be able to fix it. Like my dad growing up, it was always my dad will be able to fix it. If I have a problem with something, I can give it to my dad. He'll fix it and be done with it. It almost feels like a rite of passage as a dad. You can't be a dad when your kid says, I need this fixed. And you go, I don't know. You have to have the answer.
Well, it's like my grandkids will come up with Legos, and they love Legos. It's like all they ever play with. They're like, they call my husband Jidda. That means grandpa in Arabic. Jidda fixes for us. And I'm like, okay. And Mark's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, well, figure it out.
Yeah, you have to.
Look at the thing and freak. You know, he doesn't have the patience. He doesn't want to do it. Sure. I'm like, too bad. They're relying on you, damn it. Anyway, somebody wrote, this is going to be a 20-year story. It's funny. Like, I got distracted with something for a minute, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I realized, uh-oh, his story's going to go on forever.
Yeah, it was so still going.
Thank you for bringing that up. Ask him what time it is, and he'll tell you how to build a watch. I don't understand.
I think that's in reference to our last caller, which he knows how to fix everything.
Yeah, he really does. 11:49. What a guy. Fast traffic coming up.
Station.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. Right now, 11:55 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
Nice to see you again, Kyle. A lot of people writing into our app chat to brag about what good handymen we are, because we're asking people, how is it that you have fixed something or built something by yourself and you can brag about it? Somebody said, Judy, that washing machine story, good for you for resisting the urge to say, move this along. I think I did say, didn't I say, this along?
Yeah.
I bet you wish callers could put their stories through ChatGPT to streamline. I think I held in my let's move this along very long.
You did.
But then I saw it was, and then Ken says that means he knows how to make a long story short. What does?
That comment about if you ask him what time it is, he'll tell you how to build a watch.
All right. Well, that's like I said, you know, I've worked here with hosts on the show, different hosts that would fill in every once in a while where you would pass them the ball. They could be right under the basket if this were a basketball game. And instead of dunking it, they would like spin the basketball on their fingertip to show how well they do that.
Right.
Sometimes you just like get to the point. You know what I mean?
There's two things that are the worst. There's the person who makes a long story, a short story long. And then the other thing is the person who shows you their phone and says, you got to watch this video. I don't want to watch the video on your phone.
You know what's even worse? Can I tell you what's even worse than that?
What's that?
And we got to talk about this, Kyle, one day. Somebody saying, oh, I got to show you this picture. And then they look for the picture.
Yeah.
Video, maybe they have it queued up. Photo, hold on 1 minute. They're going to go through all their photos.
And then you're awkwardly there. You don't want to see it anyway.
But that's, and you're watching them look through their photo going, why can't I? Hold on. I know it's right here. Hold on. Wait, is it in an album? Did I share it? Hold on. Kyle, you've been there
before. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised because I don't think Gen Z do this.
I have a friend who does both of those things where he says, let me show you this video. And I think, oh, dear Lord, here we go.
Oh, my God.
And then he shows me the video. And then I'm like, I don't think it's funny. I can't even laugh. Just like, nice, man. And whoa, that's a dagger.
No, sometimes you have to just look it in and go, oh, my God.
I'm bad at faking it, though. I'm very, very bad at faking it.
You're such a bad liar.
I'm not good at it. So I have to honestly just say, I don't care. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but take the hint that this is not socially acceptable.
I know, but they don't. They don't. And I feel so bad because usually for me, it's like my husband, and he's showing me things, videos of things that like, he's very interested and I'm not. Like, he'll show me them demolishing a building. And that's such a guy thing. Like, you would probably love to see that.
It's fascinating, yeah. When they imploded Veterans Stadium, that's cool to watch.
So he's like, hey, you got to see this. And I'm like, oh, shoot. And, like, you'll see it on TikTok. It'll be, like, the blah, blah, blah building imploding in India. And I'm just like, oh, no, I hope this isn't so long.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. But he's my husband. So I go, oh, wow, you know?
I mean, I think every relationship has that to a degree. I've done the same thing to Allie where I've been the person that I am saying I hate. There will be highlights of a sports player that I love. I'll be like, I just sent you a video. Can you just watch it? And she'll be like, I don't care. And I'm like, it's only a minute. I want you to see how awesome this was.
Because you want your partner to love what you love, but like, you know they don't care.
Yeah, I got that one pretty bad the one time. I sent her a video of a sports guy. I thought she was going to love it. She didn't even watch. Just straight up said to me, I don't do that. And I said, I have become the person I hate. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, Kyle, we are going to do on Monday, I'm writing this down for me and you and Den, the things that people show you on their phone.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, please stop.
Stop it.
Please never do it.
All right. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're done for the day. Kyle, I love working with you.
I love
it
too.
It's always a pleasure.
Always
a blast. I look forward to doing it again on Monday. Hopefully I can hear you chiming in a little bit on the Lou and Michelle show.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. We'll see.
All right.
And on Monday, I'll be picking my nose, eating a sandwich, laughing silently. All the good things will be back.
And that's what you do best, Kyle. Have a great weekend, everybody. Lou and Michelle next.